Today we'll be discussing two fascinating truvas that are found in the poskim with regards to A, may a person leave a vending machine opened on Shabbos in which it is open to the public to purchase anytime they would like to purchase something. And number two, we'll be discussing what is the halacha not only if it has a vending machine, which could be in public property, but what happens if a person owns a laundromat that's operated by coin that's open 24/7? Does he have to close it on Shabbos? These two questions were posed to the great poskim. We could see a tshuva from Shlomo Zalman Auerbach in Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa on Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Chof Ches. So Shlomo Zalman writes over there that it's totally permissible for a person to have a vending machine that will be operated on Shabbos. And he gives the following logic. He says that even though, despite the fact, we find in Halacha that we are worried of lifnei iver in many scenarios. For example, Shlomo Zalman brings down that if a person has shatness, he has shatness, a shirt of shatness, he cannot give the shatness jacket to a non-Jew, because maybe the non-Jew will go ahead and sell it to a Jew, and a Jew will be wearing shatness. Now this halacha, that you're not allowed to give or sell a shatness object to a non-Jew, is even if the majority of the population which is taking place is primarily non-Jewish. Even though there's 90% non-Jewish, if I take an object that is also for me and I give it over to a non-Jew in order to sell, I am worried that the non-Jew may sell it to a Jew. And therefore, even though it's a minute chance, because there is a chance of maybe 1 in 100, because the population is generally non-Jewish, still, since he might sell it to a non-Jew, I should be over the iser of causing a Jew to wear shatness. A very remote chash, but that's what says in halacha. So Shlomo Zalman here too. When a person leaves a vending machine open on Shabbos, even though a majority of the people in the vicinity are non-Jewish, and generally would assume the non-Jewish people will use it, but since there's a 10% chance that Jews should use it, therefore we should compare it to the case where you can't give something that's shatness to a non-Jew, because maybe he'll sell it to a Jew. Okay, so here too, if I put a vending machine in the street, maybe a Jew might come to it, and therefore I have to be worried. Now, don't get confused, this Issa with the classic Issa of Lifnei Iver. It's a little bit different than Lifnei Iver, because it's over here, we're making something readily available. We can't make it readily available for Jews to do Issurim. And here too, you can't give the shatness to a non-Jew, because they might sell it to a Jew, and so too, the vending machine should be also. So Rav Shlomo Zalman over there says a tremendous chiddush. Says the following thing: we find a contradiction in halacha. We find that in Hilchos Shvi'is, the halacha is that a Jew cannot work an animal in Shvi'is. It's over the malacha of working the land if he uses an animal to work the land on Shvi'is. So what would be the halacha if I take an animal and I sell it to a non-Jew, and I sell it to a non-Jew that it's probably chashud to work animals on Shvi'is? Again, I take an animal, I sell it to a non-Jew, and I sell it to a Jew, and the Jew I sell it to is a choshu to do avers with this on Shabbos, on Shvi'is. Can I sell it to the Jew? So halacha is, I'm allowed to sell it to him, even though 99% chance that he'll do avers with it. Says the Mishnah in Shvi'is and Periches that I could be toila. I could say in my mind that even though I'm selling an animal that's roi l'charisha to a Jew that's choshud, and probably he'll do avers with it, but since there's a 10% chance he won't do avers with it, I don't have to worry and be choshish. Maybe he'll do a various with it. Since it's 10% chance he won't do a various with it, I don't have to be worried he'll do a various with it. And therefore, Shlomo Zalman Paskins over there that I could give it to the choshish Jew and I could be dependent and he won't do an avair with it. Says Shlomo Zalman, what's the difference between this case, the case of giving a behemoth on Shvi'is to a choshud that's mutter, because I could be toiled that he won't do malacha with it, and the case in which I give shatness to a non-Jew and I'm worried he'll sell it to a Jew? What's the difference? So Shlomo Zalman over there in Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa says a very fascinating issue. He says the following thing, that when I give shatness to a non-Jew, I don't know who he's selling it to. Sell it to anyone. I cannot be toila that he'll give it to a non-Jew. Can't be toila, because I don't know who he'll give it to. Who will sell it to? The Jew is not before me. Since the Jew is not before me, I have no idea what kind of Jew will take it. Will the Jew do it? Will he specify for sure to wear it? Therefore, I have to be worried. However, when I give a specific chafetz to a Jew, and even though he's a choshed, I see the Jew and I give it to him, then I can be toil that he won't use it on Shabbos. So says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, here too by the vending machines, since I'm taking a vending machine and I'm putting it on Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, therefore it would be just like the case of giving the shor to be choirish to a choshed. I'm putting the vending machine in the vicinity of a choshed and people are non-religious, and maybe they'll do it on Shabbos and buy on Shabbos, but I could be toilah that they won't do it on Shabbos, even though I can't put shatness in the marketplace. A Jew might wear it. However, specifically if I put it in a place that's clear to Jews, that I don't have to be worried that he'll use it. And says Rosh Hashanah that it's mutter to leave a vending machine open on Shabbos, and there's no problem of lifnei iver. Now, there's an interesting tshuva in the Minchas Yitzchak. Someone asked Rav Dayan Weiss. He had a laundromat that was open 24/7. And it was coin operated. And he wondered if he could leave his vending machine opened on Shabbos or not. And of course, if he leaves it open on Shabbos, people would use it on Shabbos, Jews and non-Jews alike. What would the deal? Do you have to close your laundromat on Shabbos or not? So Dayan Weiss, Paskin is not like Shlomo Zalman. He says, not like a vending machine. He says, a laundromat service is usser. Why is it usser? He says, specifically within the tshuva, that it's usser because if the laundromat machine is on his store property, it's in his property, everyone knows his property, he must close store. Can't leave the store open because everyone knows that he's operating the laundromat on Shabbos. It's his laundromat. A vending machine, who knows it's yours? No one knows who the vending machine belonged to. However, a laundromat, of course, it's yours, and therefore to be a problem that people have Maris Ein, like we explained in the previous year, that it's on your vicinity. Therefore, a laundromat that's open on Shabbos and it's on your property would be usur. A vending machine in public domain would be mutter, and the Choyer internet is like a vending machine in public domain and would also be mutter to have your internet service open and closed on Shabbos. Now, very interesting, Shlomo Goren in Eretz Yisrael told all Israeli banks that they must close the automated teller service on Shabbos. Because since the people using the automated teller service are Jews, they'll be taking money, putting money in. So he told all the banks to close on Shabbos their teller card machines, the machines to draw money, to take money out. That's what Shlomo Zalman told the Rabbanut of Eretz Yisrael. L'chayra, over there also, it's clear, it belongs to Jews. It's like the laundromat scenario, and we know for sure Jews will do it. You can't be told. There's no non-Jews. Everyone's Jews, and therefore that would be usher if you have a vending machine in Israel, and it's all Jews, and then maybe it would be a different scenario. Rav Shlomo Zalman would be moider, Rav Shlomo Goren, that would be usher. Now, let's discuss, very common nowadays, people have nursing homes and real estate. They own buildings and they have nursing homes. In the real estate nursing homes they own, it's impossible to close on Shabbos. There's no way they can close on Shabbos. So what should a person do in such a scenario? Even though we said before, the poskim agree that a laundromat, Mintuchazizu says that on Shabbos should not be open because people could come in and it's on your property, it's Maris Ein. What's with a nursing home? No one could have a nursing home if they close it on Shabbos. So too, if someone owns a building and it's rented out to non-Jews, to have the custodial team not work on Shabbos would also be pretty impossible. So most nowadays, the poskim agree that you can make a heter mechira and sell the property to a non-Jew only on Shabbos. And therefore, there'd be no problem of any issue of Shabbos. Now that shtar could be attained through the Beis Avad. I believe we have shtaris that we could help and arrange that a nursing home on Shabbos and also a real estate market on Shabbos could be operated as normal with no chash of any prohibitions on Shabbos. Let's make a sequel of what we discussed today. We discussed today the vending machines are mutter, laundromats are usser, and we said that in case of dire need in nursing homes and in real estate, we can matter. Now, I just want to discuss one last thing, just to end off. In terms of making a kinyan on Shabbos, there's a machlokes between the Reb Kiveiga and the Ram Shik. The Reb Kiveiga can be seen in Tinyono, Chof Dalet, the Ram Shik in Chuf Chof Beis. They argue in the following thing. Even though we know the halacha, it's also to make a kinyan on Shabbos. What happens if someone makes a kinyan Erev Shabbos, and he stipulates the kinyan should happen on Shabbos? Again, he doesn't make a goy shliach, but he stipulates the kinyan should be on Shabbos. Is he over the Issa Mechach Menkar on Shabbos or not? Reb Kiveiga says yes. And the Ram Shik says no. Ram Shik brings a beautiful raya. He says the following thing. Ram Shik says women go to the mikvah on Shabbos, even though they're charged for their service on Shabbos. Still, they go to the mikvah on Shabbos and pay the mikvah money mochi Shabbos. How can they pay the mikvah mochi Shabbos? They're paying for services on Shabbos. So he says that when you pay the mikvah, you're not paying the mikvah for a service they gave you on Shabbos. Rather, you're paying for all the material that was used up for you to use the mikvah. For example, back then they used to use firewood. They used firewood for the mikvah. Therefore, when you pay someone for the mikvah, Shabbos, you're basically paying for the firewood that was used on Shabbos. That is permissible, says the Ram Shik, because you're not paying for a service on Shabbos, rather for an item that you had an off from. You use these wood to heat up the mikvah. That's mutter. Now, says the Ram Shik, so too nowadays, says the Ram Shik, and the poskim agree, nowadays, if you buy something on the internet on Shabbos, even though the kinyan may be chal on Shabbos, you're not paying for the service on Shabbos, you're paying for the item you receive in your house. And therefore, there's no problem of buying such a thing on Shabbos. He says, are you talking? People send mail letters and pay for things and buy things in the mail, even back in the olden days, now that we didn't have internet. And still, the letters reached their destinations on Shabbos, and the kinyan was chal on Shabbos, there was no problem. Why? Because then, of course, we're paying for the item and not the service. And therefore, says Ramshik, we pay for the item and not the service, there's no problem. So too, if you're on the internet, if you're paying for the item and not a service, it would be no problem. Of course, if you're on the site, it's not an item, but a service. You do a service for someone, not an item, but rather you guide them and give them advice and so on and so forth, that could still be a problem according to Ramshik. But according to Rabbi Kiveger, we said that even if you make a tenai before Shabbos, I mean, kinyan on Shabbos should be a problem. But most people say that the Rabbi Kiveger is not applicable because only if you make a tenai beferish, that it should happen only on Shabbos. Again, we said that's only if it happens only on Shabbos. Give someone the option of doing it before Shabbos, after Shabbos, it would be mutter.
This presentation has been brought to you by the Orthodox Union in conjunction with the Beis Havad Institute of Talmudic Law, the Center for the Study and Practice of Monetary Halacha.